Today on KBOO News In Depth, we are continuing our coverage of the race for Portland City Commissioner Position 4. We are speaking with Keith Wilson, a second-generation Portlander and businessman, challenging Commissioner Chloe Udaly for her seat.
Okay, so my first question, I want to know what inspired you to make a run for city council?
I have been a Portlander all my life, and I had the good fortune of, once I finished college, to move back east, and then afterwards I was able to work around the world. And being from Portland, I was able to compare the city to all the other great cities, or many of the great cities in the world. And you can easily see why Portland is so nice. You can easily see why people move here. And frankly, my community, my family, the outdoors, and the city is beautiful. And so I found my way back here. And then I've been working in a transportation company for the most of that time. And really, in this last 10 years since the last recession, I've seen the city struggle to gain its footing versus where it was. And granted, everything changes over time, but we've struggled with homelessness, our inability to keep our city cleaned and maintained. And I wanted to jump in and tackle some of those key items, our safety issues with our Vision Zero and the fatalities ever increasing. Those are areas that I know a lot about, and I want to give back. It's time to give back to the city and to my family and to the people that I love. And so I chose to run for council, and I wanna do what I can to really give back as far as public service.
Yeah, and so you mentioned, you know, you have some experience in business. How do you think that will apply to the city commission?
Very well. I have experience running a complex organization. I have a transportation company, so I grew it from a one facility operation here in Portland, and it's a family business. And so I had the good fortune of working with my father for a long while. Since taking over the company, I gained a master's degree, and I focused it on transportation. I gained it from the University of Portland, and then I expanded the company throughout the Northwest, and it's focused on transportation. I'm actually running for position number 4, and that's Chloe Udaly's seat. She's the current commissioner of the Portland Bureau of Transportation, and that's in my wheelhouse. So I'm very much a climate-focused person as far as the climate emergency. I have one of the greenest companies, and I want to apply that to Portland. I'm a Vision Zero expert, so I have one of the safest companies in the world, and you could argue that, but we haven't had an accident in 5 years where somebody was hurt, and we didn't even have any accidents in this last 18 months, so it's one of the best records. And I understand trucking, transportation, equipment, and key performance indicators, so my business is and runs at a very high level. It's I would like to say it's a fine-tuned machine. So that's my expertise. I am a businessman, but in the same respect, I'm very conscientious about the environment. And I think if we bring those two things together, running an organization like PBOT, 500 million, it would be nice. I think having somebody with that experience can really make that department very strong. And I think we can compete against any department across the nation. But more importantly, I think we can be the greenest department in the nation. So I want to have that opportunity.
Yeah, and so let's speak to your transportation expertise. Thinking about Portland, what do we do well for transportation, and where is, you know, the biggest place we need to improve?
One of the things we do well, and this is really getting into the weeds, Althea, we maintain our roads through our city, so we don't outsource. So one of the things we have the ability to do with our paving is there's a brand new paving process. It's called Green Streets, or I call it Green Streets. So I've been working with an inventor in LA. It recycles asphalt in place, so you don't have to bring in new hot melt asphalt, and you don't have to remove the old road. It just recycles the road in place. So because we do all of our maintenance, or the vast majority, in-house, we have a lot more control over newer techniques, which puts us in a huge opportunity, because when you do these new techniques, they can be greener than they've ever been. So it's a 90% less carbon footprint if we were to do the asphalt pavement that way. And we can really improve our roads and maintain them at a lot lower cost. Now, I know you said, what do we do well? That's something we can do better or do well because we have it in-house. And then I believe your question was, and then what can we do better? Was that correct? So our safety system, we spent $100 million in this last 5 years on road quieting, on speed reduction through our maintenance program. It's $100 million. And that's all been in the spirit of addressing our Vision Zero. But over that 5 years, we've gone from 28 fatalities to 49 last year. So you can see, seems like the more we spend towards our Vision Zero through PBOT, the more fatalities we have. We're not tackling it appropriately. It's distracted driving. At my business, I've been able to experience that same increase in accidents or incidents. When we hit a bollard or we hit an awning, it's always a distracted driver incident or a tree, if you will. We've addressed it by adding artificial intelligence. It's cutting edge, it's high tech. And since we've done that, we've had zero accidents. So we're one of the leaders in the world with this technology. And I want to apply that to Portland to reduce accidents and fatalities. And so, as an expert in that field, that's something I can bring to Portland that really would help tremendous. I had Amazon visit 8 weeks ago. They had 30,000 trucks they want to add it to, and I had Department of Transportation, the ODOT Department of Transportation, visit 4 weeks ago to see what leadership position we have. And I think it would be, I know I can focus on Vision Zero and help Portland reduce fatalities.
So let's switch gears here. Obviously, affordable housing and houselessness are some of the most challenging issues that Portland is facing today. How would you approach those problems from the City Council?
All right. Since 1997, we've reduced our public housing. So this is a federal part of Portland. We've reduced our public housing 66% here in Portland. And public housing is primarily for people with low income. In addition, during that period of time, we've taken our deeply affordable housing, so our SRO units, micro units, and in a lot of cases, they've gentrified into condos and such. So you're actually taking extremely low cost or deeply affordable housing, and you're converting it to high cost. Now, with those two things added together, we're at our current crisis where we just simply don't have enough deeply affordable housing. So that's one of the areas I want to tackle. I had the fortune of living, good fortune of living in New York, and I lived in a single room occupancy or a micro unit, and I know how well they work. And that's where you share a bathroom and a kitchen, but it's extremely low cost. Althea, a studio in Portland, so one of our lowest cost housing units is a studio. Our average in Portland is $1,168. It is so hard for somebody who just graduated high school or somebody living on limited income, Social Security, or disability to afford $1,168. That isn't even, that's more than those benefits often are. So we have to really get that in half, and we can do that through focusing our development on single room occupancies and micro units where it's about $500. So you can see we actually have a shot at an not subsidizing that, and somebody could actually live and work in the city that they built if it's somebody retired, or a young person if they're growing up, they can stay in Portland and live in Portland. So that's the affordable housing. The houselessness or homelessness is our city's not managing that at all. We've normalized camping on our streets. And by normalizing camping, pulling the police back and our justice and fire and homeless services, we've seen a 22% increase in homelessness because we're just not cleaning up camps. We're not working with the homeless to provide them a location. And it's even worse than that. We have 80 fatalities on the street last year. So we think we're being compassionate by allowing camping, but it's completely the opposite because the average age of somebody living on the street is 47 years old. Their life expectancy is 47 years old versus ours is 77. So we have to provide basic shelter, and I propose we use community centers or car park garages that are tied to a shower or a bathroom. So we just converted Mount Scott, a community center, over to a homeless shelter. And that's exactly what I propose as far as a pop-up shelter. So we convert the community center from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. to a temp homeless shelter, to where somebody can come in and get a good night's sleep safe without being attacked or their gear stolen. They can get up and go to work. They can use the showers and such, but they're not sleeping on the street. We have a moral obligation to discount and discontinue allowing sleeping and camping on the street. Forgive me, not sleeping, but camping on the street, which really affects the quality of life for the homed and the homeless. And I think that's really those two answers. I know I'm going on, Althea, but it's a very important aspect for us to address as a city. And that's one of the main reasons I'm running for council, is to really address those issues.
You know, I'm curious about what your take is on neighborhood associations. Obviously, the way Portland City Administration is set up, it depends a lot on neighborhood associations to bring more regional issues to the attention of city government. And in the past year, Commissioner Chloe Udaly attempted to reduce their role, citing equity issues with who's actually able to participate in the neighborhood associations. How, if at all, would your approach to neighborhood associations differ?
I think if we look at it, let's look at the neighborhood associations as a whole. They've been fantastic. This past 40 years, they've come up with some of the most important achievements in the city. Our urban growth boundary, our keeping our limits on the city, which has increased density, which has reduced our need to really add a bunch of roads, which has really helped contain the sprawl that we've got. We've got to look at the benefits. The Clean Start program, that is one of the hallmark successes this last 4 years that the city uses, where we use homeless individuals and we help them bridge from homeless to housed, and then we give them a job through Clean Start. That actually started through the Neighborhood Association. Our neighborhood emergency teams are really a program through the neighborhoods. It is an extraordinary group of men and women that volunteer, that help our city. I think what Commissioner Udaly wanted to do was add more groups to that to make it stronger, and I agree with that, and we should, and it has to be updated. The way she went about it was she discounted views. She did not go out to the market and ask for advice. I believe she made more of a unilateral decision on the way she wanted it to be, but if you don't go out and talk to people and listen before you make the decision, you're not going to make a good decision. So I think it was more a reflection on a poor management technique than the overall program as a whole. Do we need to upgrade and update neighborhood associations? You bet. Should we add civic and community groups? Absolutely. The more support we have in Portland for one another, the absolute more the stronger our community is. As you can see, what happened is because of the management technique, the way the decision was made, it's been put on the shelf. It'll come back and it'll be made stronger, I'm sure of it. But that just, I think, spoke more of the inability or lack of management or how to galvanize decisions. I think it's more a reflection on Commissioner than it is on the plan that was put forward. And this is one of the reasons I'm running as well, is that as far as management and collaborating and coming up with a design, a policy, and then managing that policy, that's my strength.
Thank you for that. Do you have any closing thoughts before we wrap up?
Yeah, just all my best to you and yours. It has been a crazy last few weeks with the coronavirus, with businesses. I've been helping friends as much as I can, been learning as much as I can, and really trying to help the city understand the SBA loans and such. And so just really want to help wherever I can. Also, I would ask that to gain more knowledge about the platform items that I spoke about, please go to keysforportland.com, and you can really gain a lot more information from that standpoint, or a lot about me and my run for Portland City Council. And thank you, Althea, to you and Kebu for this opportunity. I really appreciate the voice.
We've been speaking with Keith Wilson, a candidate for Portland City Council Position 4. More information on Keith and his campaign can be found at keithforportland.com. The primary election will be held on May 19th. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.